Headwind by John J. Nance. Chapter 1. Gate 35, Athens International Airport, Greece, Monday, 2 p.m.
Captain, I think you better get back here,
the chief flight attendant said as she burst into the cockpit. Captain Craig Dayton snapped his head around and began reaching for his seatbelt as soon as he saw the worried expression on Jillian Waltz's face. What's the matter? Dayton asked, aware that his co-pilot had shifted around in the right seat to look at her as well. Jillian shut the door and stood in the tiny space after the center console, breathing hard and signaling him to wait. She watched a police car pull up on the ramp of the newly opened airport and stop in front of their Boeing 737, its blue lights flashing. Dayton followed her gaze and spotted the patrol car.
"We're about to get in the middle of a diplomatic crisis," Jillian said. "The gate agent..."
A voice on the overhead speakers cut her short.
"Flight 42, operations."
The co-pilot lifted his handheld microphone. "Go ahead, ops."
"We will have to hold you at the gate for a while, 42.
"Why?" the co-pilot asked sharply, noting the arrival of the second police car on the ramp.
42, there is an official order. Wait, please.
The microphone in the operations office remained on while urgent voices conferred in the background.
We will have to remove some of your passengers.
Jillian nodded rapidly, her words tumbling out.
Craig, they're here to arrest President Harris.
Craig Dayton clasped Jillian's right elbow as he searched her eyes. Slow down, Jillian, and tell me precisely what you're talking about. The day had started in Istanbul with the exciting news that a former president of the United States would be riding with them in first class, through Athens to Rome. Fresh from delivering a speech to an international conference on hunger, President John B. Harris had come aboard with an attractive young female aide and an appropriately dour Secret Service agent, greeting the crew warmly at the door and even sticking his head into the cockpit to say hello. Impeccably groomed and wearing a well-tailored dark business suit that made him seem taller than his 5'10" height, Harris had proven to be as friendly and gracious as the Washington press corps had always described him during his almost late...